the question is, why don't they buy? It's probably 99% not about you, but it's about them and their values. That's really the bottom line. Okay, and what is the fix? You learn to call people's names. It's just like if you go shopping for shoes at Nordstrom's and you're a woman and you're size 8 and there are 5,000 pairs of shoes in that store. If you say, I'm looking for women, half the shoes in the store are suddenly out of the running. Only 2,500 pairs left, right? And then you say, well, I want running shoes. Well, of all the 2,500 pairs of women's shoes, probably 10% might be running, let's pretend. So that leaves you 250 pairs of running shoes. And then you're going to say, well, I want Nike. So they go, okay, so of those 250, there's, I don't know, 10% are Nike versus some other brand. And then you want size 8. So that leaves, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 pairs. And then you want white. So that leaves 5 pairs. This is called shopping for shoes. And this is what you're doing. You're going shopping for people, calling out what you want. I want this, 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 and this. And what happens? The shoe person comes to bring you 4 or 5 pairs of shoes that are likely to fit, and you walk away with one. That is the process of learning to call someone's name. Hey there, excited you're here. This is Kim Claver, and I'm really excited to get you the rest of these if you like this so far. I mean, to make network marketing great again, we got to get rid of the myths that are keeping people down, right? So here's what's going to happen. You can get the rest of this at poorhousemyths.com. poorhousemyths.com. And you'll be able to sign up and register and get the whole webinar on the house. Plus, of course, how to turn things around so we can make network marketing great again for you and for other people who have been held back by these silly myths that keep people in the poorhouse. Okay? This is Kim Claver. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.